scriptures.
旧约以赛亚书。
Isaiah in the Old Testament.
以赛亚书第四十三章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们就读头一句就可以了。
We will just read the first half of verse 10.
请我们大家一起来读。
Let us read together.
耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。好，我们再读二十一节。
Verse 21.
这百姓是我为自己所造的。
我 declare
述说我的美德。好，我们来读提摩太后书
2 Timothy
第八节
Verse 8
头一句
The first half of verse 8
第一章第八节头一句
2 Timothy chapter 1
你不要以给我你主做见证为耻。好，这里应该翻作你不要以我们主的见证为耻。
Here it says that do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
我们再读提多书。
Titus.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
神的仆人耶稣基督的使徒保罗听到神选民的信心与敬虔真理的知识。好，我们就是到哈，这里说到以敬虔真理的知识。
Here says the knowledge of the truth.
保罗他所以成为神的仆人。
Paul is a servant of God.
蒙神的差遣，蒙主在差遣他，在传福音。
And God has sent him to preach the gospel.
他能有这样大的转变。
He can have such great change in his life.
一方面是他说凭着选民的信心。
On one hand, it's because according to the faith of God's elect.
另外一方面也是凭着那个真理的知识。
On the other hand, it's according to the knowledge of the truth.
那么这个真理的知识呢，是使他有一个敬虔的一种表现。
And that knowledge of truth leads him into godliness.
我们读十五节。
Verse 15.
好，在洁净的人凡物都洁净，在误会不信的人什么都不洁净，连心地和天良也都误会了。特别把这一句加上去呢，那就给我们看见，那么在这一卷书里头非常注意人的问题。
This verse tells us that in this book it emphasizes upon the man's problem.
他说在洁净的人凡物都洁净。
It says to the pure, all things are pure.
在误会不信的人什么都不洁净。
But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure.
连心地和天良也都误会了。
But both their mind and their conscience are defiled.
看见人是何等的重要。
You see, the man's very important.
不在于我们外面做什么事。
It doesn't matter what we do outwardly.
乃在我们这个人是怎样一个人。
But it depends upon what kind of man we are.
若是我们是个单纯的人。
If we are a pure man.
每件事情都是很单纯的。
Everything is pure.
若是我们是一个误会不信的人。
But if we are defiled and unbelieving.
我们所做的一切事都是误会的。
And everything we do is defiled and unbelieving.
就是我们外面所认为最好的事情。
Even what we think is the best.
里头都是不纯洁的。
It is still defiled.
所以圣经特别注重人的问题。
So the Bible especially emphasizes on man's problem.
尤其是提多书，因为看见非常注重人的问题。
Especially in the book of Titus.
那我们读这一卷书的时候。
And when we read this book.
无论第一章、第二章、第三章都讲了人的问题。
All three chapters talks about man's problem.
所以许多时候我们不大喜欢读这一卷书。
So many times we do not like to study the book of Titus.
因为他总是讲到人的问题。
Because it keeps on talking about man's problem. 这个人
应该是怎样一个人。
It tells us what kind of man we ought to be.
实在是非常的重要一件事。
And these are all important things.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能够好好读这一卷书。
I hope that brother and sister can really study the book of Titus.
再读第二章。
Let's read to chapter 2.
第11节到第14节。
We will read from verses 11 to 14.
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。那么，这一段圣经呢，是讲到主为我们所成功的救恩。
And this portion of scripture talks about the salvation which God has accomplished for us.
那我们读的时候觉得很好。
When we read this part, we think it's very good.
但是就是有一点呢，比较乱一点。
But it seems a little bit confusing.
那么不大容易能够非常的清楚。
It is not very clear.
那我们觉得很好，因为这是主所为我们成功的救恩。
I think that these scriptures are good because we know this is salvation which God has accomplished for us.
不清楚就是因为他给我们看见救恩呢有三个阶段呢。
We are a bit confused because in this portion of scripture shows us there are three parts to salvation.
有那个三个那个时间的层次。
And there's three different time frames.
那所以我们就比较弄不清楚。
Therefore, it's a little bit confusing for us.
因为他说的时候也不是从头一个一直说到末了。
When it starts describing, it does not begin from number step 1 to 3.
那这样子说下去吧。
But it just...Talks about them.
好像没有什么次序。
It seems like there's not an order to them.
那比方说，他先说到神的救恩，现在在我们身上才成就呢。
If it begins by talking about what God's salvation is doing to us now.
然后又说到将来所有完成的。
And then what it will accomplish in the future.
然后又说到当初主在十字架上所为我们成功的。
And then he talked about in the beginning what he has accomplished on the cross.
因为他这样翻来翻去呢。
It's because the order is not in this right order.
我们就不清楚了。
We are a little bit confused.
那并不是说我们写圣经比他写的更好一点。
It doesn't mean that we can write the Bible better than they do.
他这样说乃是有他特别重特别着重的地方。
They place it in such order because it has his emphasis.
他头一件事就提到神的救恩今天怎样成就在我们的身上。
He first talked aboutWhat God's salvation will do for us today.
他就是讲到今天。
He talks about today.
那神的救恩使我们成了一个怎样的人？
What God's salvation can make us become what kind of man?
那么对以往主对将来那是我们的一个荣耀的盼望。
And in the future, this will become our glorious hope.
那么今天我们都在等候那一个荣耀的日子。
And today we're waiting for that glorious day.
等候那一个有福的盼望。
We're waiting for that blessed hope.
就是至大的神，我们主耶稣的显现。
That is the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Christ Jesus.
当他有一天要再来。
One day he shall come.
那一天他要显现出来。
That day he will appear to us.
我们看见了主耶稣基督。
When we see our Christ Jesus,
我们都要改变。
We will all be changed.
就要像主耶稣基督。
We will be like our Christ
Jesus. 连我们整个的身体都改变了。
Even our body will be changed.
我们这卑贱的身体就变成了一个荣耀的身体。
This lowly body will become a glorious body.
这个在这个约翰一书第三章告诉我们。
And First John chapter 3 tells us.
在腓立比书第三章末了一节圣经也告诉我们这件事。
And same thing in First Timothy, in Philippians last chapter also tells the same thing.
末了时候他在说到神的救恩在以往所为我们成功的救恩。
At the end, he went back to talk aboutWhat God's salvation has accomplished for us in the past.
当然是一个根基了。
Of course, that's our foundation.
他为我们舍了自己。
He sacrificed himself for us.
要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶。
To redeem us from our sins.
又洁净我们。
He cleansed us.
特作自己的子民。
So that we can become his special possession.
热心为善。
Be zealous for his good works.
那说到主耶稣在以往在十字架上所为我们成功的救恩。
He talked aboutthe salvation which Christ has accomplished on the cross.
他这样的拯救我们。
He saved us.
那使我们脱离了一切的罪。
To redeem us from every lawless deed.
并且借着他的宝血，洁净了我们。
And by his precious blood he has purified us.
目的就是要我们成为神奇特的子民。
The purpose is so that we can be a people for his own possession.
我们中文翻的做神这个特做自己的子民。
The Chinese translate to be his special people.
可以那个翻作做神那个特别的子奇特的子民。
But it really should be to be his peculiar people.
那么这是他拯救我们目的。
This is the purpose that he has saved us.
那么我们再读第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
第四节一直到第七节。
We will read from verses 4 to 7.
但到了神我们救主的恩赐和他向人所赐的慈爱显明的时候他便救了我们并不是因我们自己所行的义乃是照他的怜悯借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们的救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的
人
得成为义可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣那我们圣经就读到这里
This is our scripture reading
开头我们读以赛亚书的时候
In the beginning when we read the book Isaiah
那是神借着以赛亚对以色列人所说的话语
And the prophet Isaiah spoke to the Israelites
神特别给他们告诉他们说你们就是我的见证
God especially told these people that you are my witnesses
当初神拣选以色列民
When God has chosen the Israelites
把他们从世人当中分别出来
And separate them from this world
神的心意就是要他们在列国中间成为神的见证
God's desire was for them to be his testimony.
那么成为做什么事情呢
?What should they do?
在第21节就告诉我们说呀要他们那个述说神的美德。
In verse 21, it tells us that God wants them to declare his praise.
让世人看见我们的神他是怎样的一位神。
So the people of this world can know our God.
他不仅是一位真神。
He's not only a true God,
是一位独一无二的神
the only God,
他也是那样的美丽
but he's also beautiful,
也是那样的荣耀的一位神
he is a glorious God.
那么这里那个美德这个字
and here he says to declare his excellency.
那么我这个英文本的圣经都翻作赞美
the English word sometimes translate as praise.
Praise, 赞美那么这个赞美是什么意思呢
What is the word praise mean?
有弟兄们告诉我们说这个赞美啊就和那个哈利路亚那个头一半就哈利那个字相同。
Some brother tells us the word praise is similar to the first half of the word hallelujah, Hallelujah.
那我们唱到喊哈利路亚那么我们就不知道哈利什么意思了。
A lot of times we will say hallelujah, but we do not understand what the word hallelujah means.
他们只有研究英文的人他们在知道。
Only those people who study language will understand.
那么哈利的意思呢它有两个意思。
The word holly has two meanings.
头一个意思呢好像清晨的日光在那儿照耀一样。
The first meaning is the morning sun that shine forth.
那第二个意思呢就像一个很甜美的那个吹笛的声音。
And the second meaning to this word holly is like a beautiful sweet melody from the flute.
这个就是哈利的意思。
And that's the word holly.
就是那个赞美的意思。
Means praise.
那么是像清晨的日光一样。
It's like the morning sun that shines forth.
也像那个甜美吹笛的声音。
It's also like the sweet melody
of
a flute playing.
他我们为那个审判往以色列人为他做的见证。
This is the testimony that God desired for the Israelites to do for him.
一方面借着他们的生活他们的行为把神在那儿彰显出来。
On one hand, through their daily living and their works and deeds to reveal God.
我们的神是那么的荣耀那么的美丽。
So that people can see our God is so glorious and so beautiful.
像那个清晨的日光一样。
Our God is like the morning sun.
主也这样，主在地上也告诉我们说。
The Lord also tells us.
你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
以色列人，他们像清晨的日光一样。
The Israelites shall be like the morning sun.
把神在那表明出来。
They represent our Lord.
我们的神是怎样的一位神？
What kind of God we have?
另外一方面呢
？On the other hand,
也就是他们的话语把神在说明出来。
Through their words, they also express our God.
他们讲到那个神的美德的时候
，When they describe the excellencies of our Lord,
好像那个甜美锤笛子的声音一样。
It is like a sweet sound melody from the flute.
是那么的悦耳。
It is so beautiful to hear.
那么叫人心里都受感动。
It is so moving to our hearts.
给人看见，给人听见我们的神，他是何等的一位可爱的神。
So man can hear what a lovely God we have.
他们那么的喜乐。
That their heart will be filled with joy.
神是那样的顾念他们。
How God cares for them.
所以他们当然谈论到神的时候，就像那个笛子的声音一样。
So as they talk about the Lord, it is like a flute playing.
把我们神在说明出来。
They describe our Lord.
这就是见证的意思。
This is the meaning of testimony.
见证主是两方面。
The testimony always has two sides.
一方面是借着我们生活行事为人。
On one hand, it is through our deeds and our daily living.
把神这是表明出来。
That we represent our Lord.
另外一方面，也借着话语把神在说明出来。
On the other hand, it also is through our words that we can express our Lord.
一面叫人能够看见神。
On one hand, man can see our God.
另外一方面，也叫人听见。我们所经历那位神，我们所认识那位神，他是怎样的一位神
？On the other hand, we can also hear about the Lord that we can experience.
这就是神在以色列人身上所盼望的。
This is what God had designed for Israelites to do.
我们知道那个结果。
But we know the result.
那非常可惜一件事。
Unfortunately,
以色列人没有能够成为神的见证。
The Israelites did not become God's testimony.
所以到了时候，神就使他们把他们能使他们被掳到巴比伦去了。
So at a point in time, God allowed them to be captured by the Babylonians.
一直到今天
，Even until today,
以色列的光景还是那个以色列属灵光景还是那里荒凉。
The spiritual condition of the Israelites is still so
desolate. 没有把神在表明出来。
They cannot express the
Lord. 不能成为神的见证。
They cannot become His testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，神就差遣他儿子到地上来。
One sister, therefore, God sent down His Son.
我们的主耶稣来到地上，一方面来做我们的救主。
Our Lord Jesus came to earth to become our Savior.
来拯救我们。
He came to save us.
一方面也借着他的呼召，也借着他的救赎，把我们从世人当中呼召出来。
And through His calling and salvation, He has called us out of this world.
这样的拯救我们。
God has saved us.
这样的呼召我们。
He has called us.
乃是为了使我们成为他的见证。
So that we can become His special testimony.
我们知道人是可以失败。
We know that man can fail.
但是神的心意不失败。
But God's heart desire will not fail.
以色列人可以失败。
The Israelites can fail.
神的旨意不会失败的。
But God's will will not fail.
在这一般人身上，神不能成全那个他的工作。
In this group of people, God cannot accomplish His work.
神要在那一般人身上，要他的工作得到成就。
And He will find another group that will accomplish His work.
你知道这个缘故，神就拣选了教会。
For this reason, God has chosen the church.
当然，在教会里面有犹太人，也有外邦人。
Of course, in the church, there are the Greeks and there are also the Jews.
使我们成为被拣选的族类
we are the chosen, we're God's elect.
也成为一般圣洁的君尊的祭司
we're His royal priest.
圣洁的国度
His holy nation.
成了一般属神的子民
we are people belonging to Him.
目的就是要我们宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明的美德
and the purpose is so that we can tell of His great excellencies.
简单一点说，就是要我们成为我们主耶稣基督见证。
Simply speaking, He wants us to become His testimony.
把我们主耶稣在那表明出来。
To represent our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以到了提摩太后书。
So when we come to end of 2 Timothy.
保罗就写信告诉提摩太说。
And Paul wrote to Timothy.
你不要以我们主耶稣基督见证为耻。
Do not be ashamed.Of the testimony of our Lord.
那么这个见证是有大能的见证。
And because this is the great testimony.
也是那个荣耀的见证。
And this is according to God's power.
那也是那里丰富的见证。
It is abundant testimony.
你必须要在信心和爱心里面持守这个见证。
You must keep this in faith and in love.
也要在圣灵里面牢牢的在持守这个见证。
And keep this testimony in the Holy Spirit.
好让神的心意能够在我们身上得到成就。
So that God's will can be accomplishing us.
那么这是提摩太后书。
This is 2 Timothy.
那提多书就告诉我们。
And then the book of Titus tells us.
那我们怎样才能持守住神的见证？
How can we keep God's testimony?
以色列人没有能够成为神的见证。
The Israelites cannot become God's testimony.
好像神在他们身上那个工作没有成功。
It seems like God cannot succeed in.
那神的工作怎样成就在我们身上呢？
Then how can God's work succeed in us?
我们怎样能够持守住主的见证？
How can we keep?God's testimony.
我们怎样能成为主的见证？
How can we become His testimony?
这当然是我们非常关心的一件事情。
Of course, this is something we should care about.
那么提多书就解答这个问题。
And Titus gave us an answer.
就给我们一条路。
Titus showed us a path.
让我们看见我们怎样能够持守住主的见证。
He shows us how we can keep God's testimony.
让主的见证在我们身上能够得到成就。
So that His testimony can be accomplished in us.
能够在我们的身上能够得到彰显。
It can be revealed through us.
当然，那他就给我们看见。
It shows us.
那这一个不是靠着我们自己所行的义。
It is not according to the deed, our righteousness.
这乃是神的怜悯。
But it's by God's mercy.
是怜悯我们。
God has mercy.
他要做工在我们的身上。
He will work in us.
他要使我们成为主的见证。
He will make us to be His testimony.
不是靠着我们的行为。
Not by our righteous deed.
也不是靠着我们所行的义。
Not by our righteousness.
若是靠着我们自己的话，
if it is by us,
我们将来还能够有所夸口的。
Then later on we have something to boast about.
但是不是靠着我们自己。
But not by us.
我们能成为主的见证，乃是因着神的怜悯。
We can become His testimony. It's because of His mercy.
怜悯我们。
He has mercy on us.
把这位救主赐给了我们。
And He has given us the Savior.
那么这位救主，他要拯救我们，脱离所有一切那个主之外、神之外的东西。
And He will save us from everything that is not of His.
而让我们的神从我们身上能够得着彰显。
So that God can be fully revealed to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们读这三章圣经的时候，
But sister, as we read the three chapters,
这三章圣经一再的提到那个救主。
The three chapters continue to mention about the Savior.
弟兄姊妹数一下的话，
If you count the word Savior,
起码有六次说到救主。
You can count about six times.
你说六次不算太多。
You say, well, six is not great number.
这章圣经也不算太长，是不是？
But you see, these are short chapters.
三章圣经有六次说到救主。
Three short chapters and they mention about Savior six
times. 那就知道救主是很重要的。
And so you know that the concept of Savior is very important.
说到神我们的救主。
It continue talks about God our Savior.
说到主耶稣基督我们的救主。
Christ our Savior.
那这一位救主就是那位三位一体的神。
And this Savior is the three in one God.
他自己做了我们的救主。
He has become our Savior.
这是给我们看见。
This shows us.
我们能够成为神的见证。
We can become His testimony.
不在于我们自己。
Not by ourselves,
也不在于任何的方法，
not by any other method,
乃在于我们的救主，
but by our Savior,
我们的主耶稣基督，
our Christ Jesus,
他是我们的救主，
He is our Savior,
他要拯救我们，
He will save us,
使我们成为那个神的见证，
so that we can become God's testimony.
在 这三章圣经里面，
in these three chapters,
刚才我已经说过了，
I mentioned it before,
他特别讲到人的问题，
He talked about men's problems.
若是我们把它稍微分一下的话，
If we divide them,
头一章就给我们看见在教会里面我们该是怎样的一般人。
The first chapter tells us how should we, what kind of person we ought to be in the church.
当然，这个说到做长老了。
Of course, it talks about the elders.
那知道长老就是那个神儿女的一个榜样。
The elders are an example to God's children.
那么长老是该怎样，神儿女们也该是怎样。
Whatever the elders should be, the people of God should also be.
但是我们在教会当中，我们该是怎样的一般人。
In the church, what kind of people we should be.
当然，弟兄姊妹若读的时候啊，你就看见，有许多的条件。
If you read about it, you see many criteria.
那么这些不但我们做不到，对其我们读起来也很困难。
Many of them, we probably cannot practice.
若是
it is also difficult as we read them.
数一下的话，起码有15条、16条。
If we count them, there's about a 15 or 16 criteria.
那么这是在教会当中，我们该怎样成为一个怎样的人？
these tells us what kind of man we should be in the church.
第二章说到我们在家境里头成为怎样一个人。
The second chapter tells us what kind of person we are to be.
也有很多很多的点。
Of course, as list many points.
那么第三章就是说在社会上呢，我们成为怎样的一般人。
And chapter three tells us what kind of man we ought to be in the society.
说你看见神非常注意我们人的问题。
So you see, God emphasized upon the man's problem.
主要成为使我们成为他的见证。
He wants us to become his testimony.
不是借着我们所做的工作。
Not by the deeds we have.
也不是借任何的事物。
Not by any other means.
乃是你们是我的见证。
But he said, "You are my witness."
我们就是他的见证。
We are his testimony.
借着我们的生活，行为。
Through our lives, through our deeds.
借着我们的话语。
Through our words.
把这个神在表明出来。
We express our Lord.
所以这里特别重视人的问题。
So here he emphasized upon man's
problem. 那我们在教会当中该怎样是怎样一般人？
What kind of man we ought to be at church?
在家境里是怎样一般人？
What kind of man we should be at
home? 在社会上的我们是怎样一般人？
And what kind of man we should be in a society?
开头时候我已经讲过了。
In the beginning, I mentioned.
所以那个他的那个第一章第十五节
Chapter 1 verse 15
那时候我们人是怎样说的事情都是怎样的
What kind of man we are everything we do I hope you will memorize this
因为这块不大容易了解的
Because it's kind of hard to understand
那么说起来并不太难
It is not difficult to talk about
那说到在一个单纯的人身上所有事情都是单纯的
He says to the pure Pure.
他所做一切事都是单纯的
Everything he does is
凡是从他出来都是单纯的
Everything that's out of him
在一个误会不信的人身上
Before a defiled man
那他所有一切都是误会的
Everything he does is
凡是从他出来都是误会的
Everything proceed of him is defiled
那么所以这个人是很重要的
So you see man is very important
神所有的工作都是在我们人的身上
All God's work it depends on man
让我们在教会当中成为怎样的一般人
What kind of man he wants us to be in the church?
在家庭里头成为怎样的一般人
What kind of man he wants us to be in
the family? 那么在世界社会里面我们成为怎样的一般人
And in this society, what kind of man we should be?
好叫我们能够成为主的见证
So that we can become his testimony.
那上一次我们弟兄交通到破碎
Last time our brother shared about brokenness.
我们弟兄姊妹都很都非常的被磨倒。
And all of us are very touched by the message.
因为从我们大家祷告当中，我们都有个心愿，主我愿意破碎。
Because through our prayers, we all have a desire that we want to be broken by.
因为我若是没有被破碎的话呢，宝贝就不能彰显出来。
If I am not broken, then the treasure in me cannot be shown forth.
我若是没有被破碎的话呢，那个香膏那个就香膏的味道就闻我那个馨香就闻不到。
If I'm not broken, then the fragrance cannot be released.
我若是没有被破碎的话呢，这一粒种子啊，永远是一粒。
If I'm not broken, then this one grain still remains.
只有到了时候落在地里死了、破碎了，它才能结出许多的子粒来。
Only when it's fallen into the ground and broken and dies,
所以我们知道呢
then it can bear many fruit.
那破碎很重要的。
So we know that brokenness is very important.
我们让宝贝在彰显出来。
We want to show the treasure in our lives.
那需要破碎的。
It requires
brokenness. 我们让基督的馨香在我们身上能给人闻到。
We want people to know the fragrance of Christ.
那个需要破碎的。
That requires brokenness.
我们要结出许多的子粒来。
We want to bear much fruit.
那个需要破碎的。
That requires brokenness.
所以那个破碎很重要一件事情。
So brokenness is a very important thing.
但是弟兄姊妹要记得。
But brothers and sisters, we must
remember. 神的工作有两方面。
God's work has two aspects.
就好像有弟兄们告诉我说，神有两个手一样。
Some brother tells us God has two hands.
一个手呢是在外面环境上面管制一切的手。
One hand is the hand that controls and rules and reigns on all things that's outside of us.
还有一只手呢是在我们里面那个做工的一只手。
Another hand is the hand that works within us.
所以你看见神在我们上工作是两方面的。
So you see God always works in two sides.
一方面在管制各种的环境。
On one hand he controls all the
environments. 来为我们效力。
So that everything will work for us.
有时候是来打击我们。
Sometimes it strikes us.
叫我们这个人破碎了。
So that we can be broken.
当然那个破碎不是我们自己能破碎的。
Of course that brokenness is not something we can do ourselves.
我们看见，我们想到，那我们弟兄把那个花瓶啊，往地上一挂呢，统统碎掉了。
We remember how our brother has thrown the vase onto the ground and everything is broken.
也就是巴不得像这个花瓶一样拿起来一罐的就碎掉了。
We also wish God can just pick us up and throw us down so we can be broken at once.
宝贝啊，就从里头就彰显出来。
And then you see the treasure inside.
那不好受啊，我想一定不好受的。
I'm sure it's probably not pleasant.
痛快倒是蛮痛快的。
But it's fast.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那这个呢？这个神的破碎不是那么简单。
But that's not how God does it.
我们是那个瓦器。
We are that clay vessel.
神不知道借了多少的环境。
God has used numerous environments.
花了多长的时间。
Use a very long period of time.
在我身上做破碎的工作。
He continues to do the work of brokenness.
许多时候是我们所不愿意的。
Many times we're unwilling.
我们不喜欢。
我
们喜欢被破碎。
We don't like it.
但是我们喜欢被破碎。
We want to be broken.
但是我们不喜欢那些环境。
But we do not like the environment.
有时候主安排在家里头安排一个环境叫你吃不消。
Sometimes God will arrange environment at your home.
有时候在弟兄之中中间给你安排环境叫你受不了。
Sometimes He arranges amongst the brothers and sisters.
有时候让我们遭遇一件事情啊，叫我们感觉非常的痛苦。
Sometimes we encounter something that causes great pain.
有的时候甚至让我们身体生病。
Sometimes even illness.
弟兄姊妹，这一切都是爱主的掌握当中。
But sister, all these are in God's hand.
这是主的手。
It's in His hand.
这是主的管制。
It is His control.
主为什么安排这样的环境临到我们身上呢？
Why does He arrange such kind of things?
为什么主不叫我们过一个平平安安、稳妥的生活呢？
Why does He give us an easy life?
那就是为了一件事，让来破碎我们。
It is for one thing that is to break us.
若是没有被破碎。
If we have not been broken,
我们就不能成为那个主的见证。
Then we cannot become His testimony.
所以，那么主就借着各种环境来破碎我们。
Therefore, God used all kinds of
environments. 因为我们这个人是太硬了。
Because we're so hard.
我们是太坚固了。
We're so strong.
不仅是一次、两次、多次打击。
God has to strikes us once or twice.
慢慢、慢慢，我们这个花瓶啊，才有一点裂缝。
Gradually, we see a small crack on this.
那整个都破碎掉，还有一段时间。
And for it to be totally broken, it still needs to take some more time.
但是你知道，主安排这些环境，对我们来说，并不是我们所喜欢的。
And you know that the environment that God has created for us sometimes is not desirable.
心里虽然愿意
，our heart is willing.
但是我们却不喜欢。
But we do not like it.
所以你知道，主为了要完成这工作。
So in order to finish the work,
他就借着圣灵在里头替我们祷告。
He asked the Holy Spirit to pray for us in our hearts.
这是罗马书第八章告诉我们的。
This is what Romans chapter 8 tells us.
圣灵就用说不出来叹息替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit prays for us.
他知道我们愿意被破碎。
He knows we desire to be broken.
他知道我们不愿意接受神所安排给这个环境。
He knows that we do not wish to accept the environment which God created for us.
但是若是没有人祷告的话。
And without anyone praying,
神就没有办法做事情。
God cannot work.
所以神就让圣灵在我们里头替我们祷告。
So God let the Holy Spirit to pray for us.
常常的祷告，那是说不出叹息呀。
He continued to intercede for us.
因为他知道我们的意思。
Because He knows our will.
他知道我们喜欢，我们爱被我们喜欢主的见证。
He knows that we love God's testimony.
我们有这样的心愿。
We have that desire.
但是那个环境啊，我们不愿意接受。
It is the environment which we do not wish to accept.
圣灵就在里头用说不出叹息替我们祷告。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit prays for us with sighs.
查验人心，我们的神他懂得圣灵的意思。
Our Lord understand the meaning of Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵祷告，他乃是照着神的心意在祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit always prays according to God's will.
他知道神要在我们身上做什么事情。
He knows what God wants to accomplish.
对我们是最有益处的。
He knows what is most beneficial.
是因为我们不愿意的缘故。
Because we're unwilling,
神就不能做。
God cannot do it.
圣灵就替我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit will pray.
那么，因为圣灵知道我们的心愿。
Because the Holy Spirit knows our desire.
然后神就开始在做事。
Then God will begin to work.
叫那个环境，叫难处临到我们的身上。
And cause the environment to fall upon us.
为着来破碎我们。
So that we can be broken.
弟兄姊妹，这是神一只手。
This is God's hand.
是神在外面的工作。
This is the work God does on the outside. 借
着环境来破碎我们。
It is through our environment.
还有另外一只手。
God has another hand.
是在我们里面的工作。
That is the work within us.
那就是提多书说给我们看见。
This is what Titus shows us.
我们的主耶稣，他是我们的救主。
Our Lord Jesus is our Savior.
他要拯救我们。
He will save us.
脱离我们的自己。
He will save us from our sin.
脱离各种样那个罪。
He will save us from sin.
也脱离许许多的事物。
He will save us from many things.
叫我们的神，叫神的性格能够塑造在我们的身上。
So that God's character can be built in us.
好叫我们能成为主的见证。
And we can become His testimony.
这是神两只手。
This is both hands.
一方面是在外面做工。
One hand is working from the outside.
一方面是在我们里面做工。
One hand is working from within.
基督徒就讲到里面的工作。
And Titus talks about the work
within. 神在我们里面怎样来拯救我们呢？
How God saves us from within.
第一，乃是借着他的话语。
First, He saves us with His word.
借着那个真理的知识。
The knowledge of truth.
保罗所有人要他转变。
Paul can be totally changed.
他本来是是抵挡主的。
Formerly he rejected God.
是那个亵慢主的。
Formerly he blasphemed against God.
是逼迫杀害那些基督徒的。
He persecuted all the Christians.
他怎样有这样大的转变呢？
How can he have such great change?
一方面是因为在大马士的时候主向他显现。
One hand because God appeared to him on the road to Damascus.
另外最主要的一件事就是主的话进到他里面去。
But the most important thing is God's word entered.
那这个人就被打倒。
And this person has been struck down.
他就从马上倒下来。
He fell from his horse.
他不懂得就是怎样一回事情。
He didn't understand what happened to him.
然后进到大马士。
He entered into Damascus.
有人替他祷告。
Some man prayed for him.
他里头眼睛鳞掉下来了。
And the scale of his eye fallen.
他认识了我们的主。
He came to know Jesus.
知道主是他的救主。
He knew that he's the Lord.
但是他还没有什么改，还没太大的改变。
But he still did not have great change.
乃是然后他就到了阿拉伯的旷野。
Then he went to the wilderness in Arabia.
我想他可能是这个带着圣经去的。
I think maybe he went with his Bible.
你说那个时候，哪里有圣经给他带去呢？
He said, how can he find a copy of Bible?
虽然外面他没有带圣经。
Although he may not have a physical Bible.
但是他头脑里头把圣经带去了。
But in his mind, he carried the Bible.
他要照着他所记得的。
According to what he remembered.
照着他所知道的。
According to what he knew.
好好在从创世纪一直读一直读。
He was studying from the book of Genesis.
一直读到马拉基书。
Until the book of Malachi.
把整个的旧约好在那读。
He would re-study the Old Testament.
在那默想。
And reconsider.
当他在那读的时候。
When he
在那默想的时候。
As he meditated.
那个主的话语就让他开起来了。
The word of God opened up to him.
像光一样进到他里面来。
Like light shining into his
heart. 那个话就成了生命。
And that word became life.
那个话语就成了灵。
And that word became spirit.
就叫这个人，那个这个人整个人改变了。
And caused this man to be totally changed.
不要说他的思想观念改变了。
Not only his mind and concept.
他整个的行为、生活都改变了。
But his deeds, his life are changed.
就是为神的话语。
凡事是
那个真理的话语。
The word of truth.
乃是我们的拯救。
It is our salvation.
所以弟兄们，为什么我们要读圣经？
Francis, why do we need to read the Bible?
读圣经不是为了要得到一点的知道一些的故事。
To read the Bible is not just to learn some stories.
我们所有读圣经，那是为了把神的话语藏在我们里面。
We read the Bible so that we can hide His word in our hearts.
就像哥罗西书告诉我们的。
Just like Colossians tells us.
我们要用各种样的智慧，把神的话丰丰富富的藏在我们里面。
With all knowledge, we need to hide the word of God richly in our hearts.
当神的话这样藏在我们里头的时候
，When we hide His word in us.
当我们遇见一个环境。
And as environment
或者是我们碰到一个难处
or we encounter some difficulty,
或者我们在一种情况之下
or we have fallen into some difficulty,
圣灵就把神的话再我们就再对我们说话
the Holy Spirit shall speak to us again the word of God
把藏在我们的话语再来提醒我们
he will use the word that is hidden in our heart to remind us
那句话语就是解开的话
and that is the key word
那句话语就是光
that word is the light
那句话就是生命
that word is life
那句话语就是灵
That word is spirit.
那话语就是力量。
And that word is the strength.
说神的话语没有一句不带着能力的。
Therefore, the word of spirit is always come with power.
为什么你读神的话没有觉得力量呢
？How come when you read the word you do not feel strength?
这话语没有解开。
Because the word has not been opened up.
这话语怎么能够解开呢
？How can the word be opened up?
就圣灵再的说在我们里面。
It can only be opened when the spirit speaks to you again.
也许是一句话
Maybe it's one verse.
也许是一节圣经
Maybe it's one verse.
当圣灵在我们再说一次的时候
As the Spirit explained the verse to us again
它的光就发出来了
You will see the light shining
那就成了生命之水的灵
That becomes life
就叫我们这个人就
bread.
改变了
And it causes us to be changed
弟兄姊妹 所以我们要好好读圣经。
Francis, we must read the Bible.
也可能我们现在读书对我们益处并不太大。
Maybe as we read it now, it's not too beneficial to us.
我们不过这样读过。
We just read it.
觉得主的话也很好。
We felt the word of God is very good.
在我们上并没有发生太大的果效。
Yet it's not effective in us.
到了一个时候。
But when the time comes,
那什么时候我们不知道。
We don't know what
that time will be. 也许我们正在走在路上的时候。
Maybe just as we are walking.
也许我们遇见一个难处的时候。
Maybe we encounter a problem.
也许我们里头产生个问题的时候。
Maybe we have a question in our hearts.
圣灵就把这里话语在启示在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit shall reveal that word to you again.
当我们听见了，当我们听见了圣灵的声音。
As we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
主的话就解开了。
The word of God is opened up to us.
能力就发出来了。
And we shall see the power behind it. And we will be changed.
所以主的话语是非常宝贵的。
God's word is very precious.
我常常说，若是我们没有好好读圣经的话，
I often said if we do not study the Bible,
圣灵要在我们里头说话。
The Holy Spirit shall speak to us.
结果我们里头没有话。
And there's no words to say.
圣灵在里面一直在着急，说不出来。
The Holy Spirit is anxious, but he cannot say anything.
那我们也是很痛苦。
We're also
失掉一个很宝贵的机会。
We lost the precious opportunity.
所以要把主的话藏在我里面。
Therefore, we must hide the word of God in us.
我们主耶稣基督就这样。
Jesus was the same.
神的话语就是那藏在他的里面。
He has hid the word of God in his heart.
所以在旷野遇见试探的时候。
So when he was being tempted in the wilderness.
撒旦试探他，叫石头变成食物。
The Satan asked him to change the stone into bread.
主耶稣没有跟他辩论。
Jesus did not argue with him.
也没有这样斥责他。
Jesus did not rebuke him.
其实主耶稣只在那用主的话，用神的话。
Jesus just used the word of God.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
经上记到说。
This is recorded in the scripture.
这句话从里头出来了。
And the word of scripture just comes from his heart.
魔鬼完全失败。
And the devil is totally defeated.
第二次从殿顶跳下来。
The second time ask him to jump from the pinnacle.
也没有在那里做什么事。
Jesus did not do anything.
主只有一句，只有一件事。
He only did one thing.
经上记到说。
The scripture says.
不可试探主你的神。
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord.
只有一句话语。
Just one word.
魔鬼就完全失败了。
And Satan is totally defeated.
第三次，他把万国的荣华都指给他看。
The third time he showed him the glories of this world.
那么主耶稣。撒旦退去吧。
And Jesus told him to.
经上记到说。
Says, it says in the Bible.
当敬拜你的神。
Worship the Lord your God.
单要侍奉他。
And only worship.
一句话。
One word.
撒旦完全失败了。
And Satan is totally defeated.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣胜过鬼魔。
One sister, Jesus can overcome.
乃是借着神的话语。
It is by the word of God.
你看神的话语何等大的能力。
You see that the word of God is so powerful.
不要说能够胜过罪。
Not only it will overcome sin.
能够胜过世界。
It will overcome the
world. 也胜过了鬼魔。
It will overcome the
胜过了黑暗的权势。
It will overcome the power of darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹，要把主的话丰富藏在我们里面。
One sister, you must hide the word of God in your heart.
到了有需要的时候。
When it comes to the
我们也能说经上记到说。
We can also say it says in the Bible.
感谢赞美主，圣灵叫我想起了主的话语。
The Holy Spirit will cause us to remember the word of God.
力量。
And that word will become our strength.
使我们在各种的环境当中能够站立得稳。
So that we can stand firm in all situations.
并且解决我们一切的问题。
And it will resolve our problems.
能带领我们一直往前去。
And bring us to go forward.
使我们成为我们主的见证人。
Until we become His testimony.
把那个主的能力。
That his power,
把他的那个荣耀
and his glory,
他的丰富
his riches,
都彰显出来
we can review all that.
这是头一方面
This is the first aspect.
所以这里说到那个敬虔就是这个真理的知识带进来的
Here it talks about godliness and we can only go, come into godliness through the knowledge of the truth.
接着神的话语带进来的
Through the word of God, we can go in, we can come into godliness.When the word of God is open to us, we will be changed.
我们就有了神的形象。
We will have his image.
那就是那个敬虔的意思。
And that is the meaning of godliness.
到了那个第二章。
In chapter 2,
就说到那个主的救恩。
It talks about God's salvation.
主拯救我们，乃借着他的救恩。
He saved us according to his salvation.
当然，我们都已经接受了主在十字架上为我们成功的救恩。
We have all accepted the salvation which he has accomplished on the cross.
我们就在等候将来那个有福的盼望。
We're waiting for that blessed day.
当主来时，我们就都改变了。
When the Lord comes, we will all be changed.
但是主今天，他在今天救恩要在我们身上做工。
But today, his salvation shall work in us.
他借着什么？借着他怎样做工呢
？How does he work？
乃是借着恩典。
It is through grace。
那这里说到神救人众人的恩典已经显现出来。
And here it says that for the grace of God has appeared, bring salvation to all men。
叫我们脱离一切的这个属世的情欲和不敬虔的事情。
Instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires.
乃是自守公义，敬虔度日。
To live self-controlled righteously and godly.
我们能够过一个敬虔的生活。
We can live a godly life.
我们能够成为主的见证。
We can become his testimony.
乃是借着主恩典的教训。
It is by the teaching of his grace.
今天他的恩典在这个凡事的教训我们。
Today the grace lives in us and teaches us in all things.
我想我们所有蒙恩的，就是我们都有一些这样的经历。
All the believers have this experience.
那什么叫做恩典的教训
？What is the teaching of the anointing?
你的教训是有两种的。
He said the teaching has two parts.
一种是外面律法的教训。
One is the teaching of the law.
那这里说恩典的教训。
And here's the teaching of grace.
律法是借着摩西传给我们的。
The law comes from Moses.
恩典乃是借着主耶稣基督带给我们。
And grace comes from Jesus.
律法这样教训我们。
How the law teaches.
那恩典今天在我们里头也来教训我们。
And today grace will also teach us.
说恩典教训和律法教训有一点不同。
And there is something different about the two.
就是律法的教训，他就教训你该怎样做事，但是不给你不没没有力量给你。
The teaching of the law would tell you what you need to do, but it does not give you strength.
你自己去做。
You need to do it on your own.
我们知道该怎样做事，我们做不来。
So we know what to do, but we don't have the strength to do it.
恩典，靠着主所给我们的恩典。
So by the grace that God gave us,
是我们能够做我们所不能做的事。
We can do what we cannot do.
说这个叫做。恩典的教训。
This is the teaching of grace.
他要拯救我们脱离一切不敬虔和俗世的情欲。
He would save us from all unrighteousness.
不敬虔。
And ungodliness.
和俗世的情欲。
And all the worldly desires.
积极方面是我在今世那个自守公义。敬虔度日。
So that in the present time, we can live self-controlled, righteously and godly.
那有一次，我们在家庭里头有家庭聚会。
And once we were having a family meeting.
那一次呢，正好读到提多书第二章。
And that time we come to the Titus chapter 2.
这是讲到恩典的教训。
And we talked about the teaching of grace.
有一位姊妹，她现在已经到主那里去了。
And a sister that was with us now is with the Lord.
年纪也很大了。
She was advanced in age.
是从前我们就认识的。
We knew her for a long time.
她就做一个见证。
And she gave a testimony.
从前呢，她在台湾的时候。
She said formerly when she lived in Taiwan.
那时候她的丈夫还在。
At that time her husband was also living.
她丈夫，我记得不错，大概是这样。
If I remember correctly, the story goes like this.
她的丈夫啊，常常那个有的时候那个吐痰呐、啊，在马桶里面就吐到边上去。
And when her husband spit, sometimes in the toilet he would miss the toilet.
那个痰是又黄，又很脏。
And the stuff is
It's yucky.
Now she herself is a nurse.
她看见更讨厌。
And she really hates all this.
所以每看见那个这个马桶边正在痰的时候。
So every time she sees around the toilet that all these filthy things,
这样厌烦。
And she truly, she was truly disgusted.
嘴巴就说不好听就话语。
And of course, with her mouth, she would say something that's not nice.
那么这个家庭里常常啊，那发生难事。
And they often have arguments at home.
这夫妇两个人常争来争去。
They often argue over this.
吵来吵去的。
And they just have arguments.
这老先生呢，又不能不吐痰。
This old man, he has to spit.
这吐痰小心点也很好。
If he's careful, then it will be good.
就是呢，随便点吐痰。
But he always careless.
就吐到那个边上。
And he always spit on and missed the toilet.
家庭常常问题。
And so they always have problems at home.
很小的一件事情。
It's a small thing.
但是却引起家庭不和。
But then it causes this problem at home.
夫妻中间的难处。
And this become a big problem between the husband and wife.
有一天。她又看见她丈夫又吐痰吐在马桶边上。
One day she saw her husband doing it again.
她正要正是心里不高兴。
And she was very unhappy.
要当然说话的时候。
She was just about to explore.
忽然间里面又说话了。
All of a sudden some voice spoke in her heart.
你把它擦掉就好。
All you had to do is wipe it up.
当然这个话若是我们跟她讲的话。
Of course if we tell her this.
她说那你怎么你来擦好了
？She will say you do it then.
她一定很不高兴的。
She will be very unhappy.
但是恩典在里面讲的时候就不一样了。
But when grace speaks in her heart,
可能那个恩典呢，那个语气啊，很柔和的。
Maybe the voice was very gentle.
不是像我们那样常常责备的语气。
It's not like us. We often speak with the attitude that rebukes people. The voice says you should take a wipe.
这个教训也充满了爱心的。
Of course, this.Teaching
你知道主的话语都是很特别的。
You know God's words are very special.
当这话一直在里面告诉他的时候
，When the word reminds in her heart，
他里头就他就很奇妙，他就愿意来做这件事情。
Wonderfully, her attitude changed. She was willing to do.
那恩典教训，它就代表力量。
It's because when God teaches you with grace, it comes with strength.
他不仅告诉你要擦掉它
，He not only tells you you need to wipe it up，
而且给你力量，你叫你能够顺从。
It also gives you strength to cause you to be obedient.
不喜欢做的事情。
To cause you to do something you're not willing to do.
说话的。
She was going to scold her husband.
在那里那个责备。
She was going to rebuke him.
这样，所有的话语都没有了。
Now she lost all the words.
弟兄姊妹，这恩典的教训。
Francis, this is the teaching of grace.
他就把这个用马桶擦得干干净净。
And she just cleaned the whole toilet.
下次他再。把头擦得干干净净。
Next time when he did it again, she cleaned it again.
然后从今之后，家庭问题就没有了。
From then on, they have no more problems.
所以，这个恩典的教训。
So the teaching of
grace. 它是在凡事上来教训。
It teaches us in everything.
你若是盼望他，用在大的事情上的话。
If you only wish that he teaches you great things, then you will be disappointed.
常常在我们生活里头琐碎的事、细小的事情上教训。
Because it often teaches us in the tedious things of life.
很多时候我们在那说话，在那说了很多的话。
Many times we will say too much words.
别人跟我们说，你少说一点吧。
Someone said, "Well, don't say so much."
那一定不高兴。
Then you will be unhappy.
但是恩典在这教训。
But when the grace teaches enough.
你说话说太多了。
You say too much.
当这恩典教训的时候啊。
And as the grace teaches.
你就。你若是肯的话
，If you're willing，
若是你顺服的话
，If you are willing to submit，
你就看见你话就停下来了。
Then you will see you will stop talking。
有时候别人说我们停不下来。
Sometimes when other people tell us we cannot stop，
就是我们自己有时候控制我们自己也停不下来的。
Even with self-control we cannot control。
暂时控下来，控制下来。
We can temporarily control。
过去时候说的更多。
After a while we will say even more。
但是恩典在里面教训是不然。
But as the grace teaches us,
只要我们肯顺服
，as long as we're willing to obey,
我们愿意顺服
，to be obedient,
他就给我力量
，then he will supply us with the strength to cause us to be able to submit,
并且甘心乐意的顺服
，to cause us to submit with a willingly and with a happy heart.
弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
恩典在里凡事上教训我们
，grace will teach us
everything. 他教训我们什么事情呢
？What does he teach us？
除去我们一切的不敬虔。
It takes away all ungodliness.
不敬虔就是不像神的。
Ungodliness it refers to everything that does not look like God.
有好多的情形，好多的情形不像神。
In our daily living, there are so many situations that is ungodly.
可能我们在聚会坐在这时候，每个人都像神一样。
When we're in a meeting, everyone sits here like God.
都是在安安静静、温温柔柔的坐在这个。
We're all very gentle, very quiet.
但是一回到家的时候啊
，As you return home,
就看见很多东西地方不像神。
You see many aspects of your life does not look like God.
跟弟兄这边私下谈话的时候啊
，Sometimes when you have private conversation with brothers and sisters,
不像神。
than your ungodly.
常常我们腰啊是在放松的。
Many times we are relaxed.
我们的生活是在随便的。
Our life is careless.
我们的话语在那开玩笑。
We joke all the time.
我们在那随便在那讲话。
And we say things carelessly.
我们里头也没有什么感觉。
We have no feeling in our hearts.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Grand sisters,
虽然我们是属神的人，
although we belong to God,
但是我们生活却不像神。
Yet our life does not resemble God.
不是在你讲道的时候不像神。
Not when you're preaching, you're not like God.
乃是在你生活里的细小事上不像神。
But in the small details of your life, you do not resemble God.
弟兄姊妹，恩典在里面教训我们。
My sister, the grace will teach us.
他要把所有一切不像神的事给我们拯救出来。
It will save us from all ungodliness.
除去一切的不敬虔。
It will remove all ungodliness.
使我们的生活能够像主一样。
So that our life can be like Christ.
我是在人的面前这样。
Before men.
就在私下里面也是这样。
Even privately.
叫我们的生活能够像主耶稣基督。
Our life will be like Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
还有在世上的情欲。
Also the worldly desires.
这是恩典在里面的教训。
Grace will also teach us.
我们不要以为说那些情欲啊，好像是我们可以节制的。
Do not think that you can control your own worldly desires.
很多时候，它除非在里面不发动。
Many times, unless it doesn't move within you.
它若是在里面发动的话
，if the desire works,
你就没办法再抵抗它。
You cannot control it.
不要比方说吧。
For example.
那我常常喜欢举这个例子。
I often like to use this example.
这个我们人的光景就是这样。
Because this is how we are.
那提摩在前书第二章说，我愿男人无愤怒无争论。
And First Timothy tells us that I wish that men would not have temperament.
那我们做男人的，我们常常觉得，哎呀，我们最大的难处就是发脾气。
As a man, I think our greatest problem is temper.
常常就不高兴啊。
We often lose our temper.
你不高兴在那发脾气了。
When we're unhappy, we lose our temper.
有时候在人的面前不敢发。
Sometimes in front of men, we're not able.
我们就在随便。
But at home, we lose our temper.
在那里发脾气。
Many times we just let our temper go.
在那里愤怒。
And we are angry.
所以保罗才告诉我们要祷告，我愿男人无愤怒。
So Paul says that I pray that men shall not have temper.
我们知道我们的难处。
Because he knows our problems.
弟兄姊妹，不像神。
But sister, that is an aspect that we do not like God. We're not like God.
那里温和，那里谦卑。
Our God is so gentle and humble.
但是我们就常常那发脾气。
And yet we often lose our temper.
不要说在家里头。
Not only at home.
就弟兄姊妹中间。
Even amongst our
sisters. 我们也常常那发脾气。
We even lose our tempers.
所以弄得许多，整个情形不和。
Therefore, you see a condition of no harmony.
但是当你这脾气来的时候啊
，But when your temper comes,
你要控制它不发脾气
，And you want to curb yourself,
那是很难的。
It is a very difficult thing.
发过脾气之后
，After you
你懊悔
，You regret
也是没有用处。
It is also useless.
我记得我刚刚得救那段时间
，I remember the time that I was just
常常在那发脾气的。
I often lose my temper.
从前就这样
，I was like that.
外面是很温柔的。
On the outside, I'm a very gentle person.
除非不惹到我。
As long as you don't touch me.
惹到我呀，那个气就来了。
But if you touch me, and I will get angry.
就要发脾气了。
Then I will lose my temper.
那现在发脾气在心里头发。
And now I lose my temper in my heart.
从现在外面都发得出来。
Before I will lose my temper on the outside.
那这是我们男人的软弱。
This is the weakness of all men have.
是我们的难处。
It is our problem.
这也是一个情欲。
But it's also a desire.
抓住了我们。
A worldly desire that grips hold of us.
我恨自己恨得不得了。
Sometimes I hate myself for that.
你自己嘴巴。
And I would pinch myself.
怎么又在发脾气？
And why did you lose temper again?
打自己。
I would hit myself.
还是没有办法。
But it's useless.
那么你越励志。
And the more I will to do good,
失败的越厉害。
The more I fail.
我想，真是像罗马书第十章所说的。
I said it's just like Romans chapter 7.
励志为善由得我。
I can will to do good.
行出来由不得我。
But I cannot do it.
若是我不励志的话呢？
Yet if I do not will to do good,
他可能还不会发现这个难处这么大。
Maybe I will not discover I have such great problems.
越励志，也看见这个脾气啊，的确是一个力量。
The more I desire not to lose my temper.
他在里面就挟制我。
The greater I find a problem in my heart. 然后还有
一个问难处就是争论。
We have another problem that is argument.
就是在讲理由。
We always have to reason.
常常在讲理由。
We often reason.
有时候在家里在讲理由。
Sometimes at home we will reason.
有时候在弟兄姊妹中间讲理由。
Sometimes we reason amongst brothers and sisters.
你说我很少看见弟兄姊妹在这争论的。
You say, well, I don't see brothers and sisters arguing.
那你没有参加侍奉聚会。
Well, that's because you did not attend the service.
如果有一天呢，你进了内圈里面来。
And one day if you come into the inner circle,
你参加这个侍奉聚会的话呀。
You go to the service.
哎呀，你就看见，哎呀，许许多理由。
Then you will see many people.
这个也讲理由，那个也讲理由。
Many people have their reasons.
这个以为自己对，那个以为自己对的。
And this will say I'm right, the other will think that he's right.
我们的心是为着主的。
Many and all of our hearts are for the Lord.
所以，我非要把理由讲得清清楚楚。
And we always have to explain fully of ourselves.
因此，就产生许多的难处。
Therefore, we have so many problems.
所以保罗说，我愿意男人无愤怒，无争论。
And so Paul says, I wish that men will not have temperament and no argument.
有什么弱点呢？
He said, well, what weaknesses does women have?
都知道，我不要再讲很多。
I think all sisters know for themselves. I don't need to say it.
最大的难处就是打扮。
The greatest problem for sisters are to adorn herself.
那么，也可能我们的姊妹们都很属灵，这个问题小一点。
Maybe our sisters are more spiritual. We don't have so much problem.
这个是。女孩子是那个难处。
But this is a problem for the girls.
弟兄姊妹，这是属实的情
况。But sister, these are the worldly desires.
除了这，还有其他许多的事情。
Aside from these, there are still many other things.
都讲给弟兄姊妹听。
I cannot list them for you one by one.
比方说是，那么我不要说了。那么这个，那我们怎样能够除去这些不敬虔和属实的情欲
？How can we remove these ungodliness and worldly desires?
靠着我们自己的力气。
It is not by us women.
也不是人的教训。
It is not by men's teaching.
乃是恩典在里面教训。
By the teaching of the grace.
恩典在里面教训的时候。
When grace teaches.
我们既要肯顺服。
We just need to be willing.
我们就有能力顺服。
Then we will have the strength.
希望这个人逐渐在那有改变。
And gradually will be changed.
叫我们越过越脱离这不敬虔和俗世的情欲。
And gradually we will leave ungodliness and worldly desires.
在积极方面呢。
In a positive side,
自守,
we need to be self-controlled,
敬
虔, righteously,
敬虔度人,
and live godly, godly life.
叫我们能够自守,
help, cause us to have self-control.
那么这里我们他的英文圣经是翻自己控制自己。塞姆康说，那让我们知道一件事。
We know one thing.
我们自己控制自己真是控制不住的。
It is almost impossible for us to have self-control.
那么年轻时候意志比较强一点。
When you are younger, you have stronger will.
你还能控制你自己。
Maybe you can control yourself.
等到年老时候了。
But when you grow older,
这个意志啊衰弱了。
And you are not as strong-willed as before.
就没有法，更没有办法控制自己。
Then you can no longer control yourself.
说到年老时候就很难办。
So it is always more difficult with older men.
他不喜欢跟老人住在一起啊。
Many people do not like to live with older people.
老人呢很难办。
Because older people are very difficult.
慢慢就老人变成老小孩。
Gradually they become old babies.
小孩子愿意怎样就怎样。
For babies, they do whatever they want.
要哭就要哭。
They want to cry, they cry.
原本不能控制自己。
They cannot control themselves.
到老年时候，意志衰弱时候也不能控制自己。
But when you're older and you're not as strong-willed, then you become like that.You return back to like a baby.
那你不要讨厌我们父母亲。
Don't despise your parents.
你想念老，我不要跟你住在一块儿了。
You're old. I don't want to live with you.
因为你不能控制你自己。
Because you cannot have self-control.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们不能控制自己。
We cannot control.
恩典在里面能控制我们。
But the grace within us can control.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习的功课。
Francis, we need to learn this lesson.
要注意恩典的教训。
We need to notice the teaching of the anointing.
我们那样注意恩典教训的时候。
When we notice the teaching of the anointing,
不是我们来控制我们自己。
It is not ourselves that is controlling us.
那是在恩典在里面管制我们。
But grace.
年轻时候这样。
In the younger day, we
are
like this.
年老时候也是这样。
In the older day, we are like this.
它是永远都不会改变的。
The grace will never change.
所以我们要活在恩典的教训。
We must live in the teaching of the grace.
主要借着恩典的教训。
And the Lord will use grace.
在消极方面拯救我们脱离那些难处。
Negative, He will save us from these problems.
在积极方面。
And positively,
就为我们塑造起一个美好的性格。
He will build a wonderful character.
使我们能够自守。
So that we can
公义,
have self-control, righteously.
能够敬虔度日。
And live a godly life.
这是恩典的工作。
This is the work of grace.
那么到了第三章。
In chapter 3.
那么 第三章就说到另外一方面。
Chapter 3 talks about another aspect.
他说我们说他说他说当神向我到了我们的救主恩赐和他向人所赐的慈爱显明的时候。
He says, but when the kindness of God, our Savior, and His love for mankind appeared,
他便救了我们。
He saved us.
并不是因我们自己所行的义。
Not on the basis of deeds which we have done.
照他的怜悯。
But according to His mercy.
借着重生的洗。
By the washing of rebirth.
圣灵的更新。
And renewing by the Holy Spirit.
他来拯救我们。
He has saved us.
拯救怎样拯救我们呢
？How does God save us?
乃是借着重生的洗。
Through the washing of the rebirth and the renewing by the Holy Spirit.
盼望弟兄姊妹能够记得。
I hope that brothers and sisters can remember this.
因为当说到主怎样拯救我们呢
？Chapter 1 tells us how God saves us.
真理知识。
He saves us through the knowledge of truth.
他的话语。
He saves us through His words.
来改变我们。
Use His words to change us.
使我们成为敬虔。
So that we can become godly people.
第二章说到主怎样拯救我们呢
？Second chapter tells us how He saves us.
那是借着恩典的教训。
He saves us through the teaching of grace.
不仅是在以往为我们死在十字架上。
Not only He's died for us on the cross.
救我们脱离一切的罪。
He saves us from our sins.
他并且将来他也叫我们有个荣耀的盼望。
In the future, He gave us a glorious hope.
使我们知道那一天我们都要改变。
To cause us to know that that day we will all be changed.
像主耶稣基督一样。
We will all be like Him.
并且今天来拯救我们。
And today He saves us.
那借着恩典的教训。
Through the teaching of grace.
在天天在拯救我们。
He saves us daily.
在凡事上在拯救我们。
He saves us in everything.
一面脱离孝敬难处。
On one hand, He saves us from the problems.
一面，但积极的叫我们能够显出那个神的向主的生活来。
On the other hand, He builds within us.
到第三章就说到另外两方面。
And chapter 3 talks about the other two aspects.
怎样拯救我们呢
？How does God save us?
怎样拯救我们呢？第一就是什么
？First.
啊？接着什么？重生的洗。第二呢？圣灵的更新。
First, He saves us by the washing of rebirth. Second, by renewing by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们都已经重生了。
What does that mean? We know that we have all have a rebirth.
那什么叫重生呢
？What does mean rebirth?
重生就是再生一次。
Rebirth means to be born again.
所以啊，我们蒙恩得救的人
，So all of us who are saved,
我们都是神生的。
We have all been born by God.
我们是一定重生了。
We are born again.
我们怎么知道我们重生呢
？And how do we know that?
因为当蒙恩得救的时候
，Because when we are saved,
神就借着他儿子把借着圣灵把他的生命放在我里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, He has placed His life within us.
我们里头有了新的生命。
We have a new life within.
那个新的生命叫永远的生命。
And that life is eternal life.
那个生命就是神的生命。
That life is God's life.
那我们都已经蒙恩得救了。
Now we are all saved.
我们都已经重生了。
We have all been born again.
而这里所说的重生呢，不是指的头一次的重生说的。
And here the born again does not refer to the first birth.
这里的重生啊，在英文圣经里头和中文圣经不大一样。
Here the English translation is different than the Chinese translation.
这里不是说到 born again.
And here it does not refer just to born again.
这里乃说到那个
regeneration.
对。那么
Here he used the word by the washing of regeneration.
那么这个字呢，在 Washmani 他所写的那个正常基督徒生活里面，他把它翻作再生，就 regeneration 啊，这是一个再生。
This is a regeneration.
那什么叫再生？
What is regeneration?
再生就是说，神的生命已经在我们里面了。
It means that God's life is already within
而这个生命在我们里头，它逐渐的长大。
And this life will continue to grow.
逐渐的在扩充的。
It will continue to expand.
所以我们从婴孩一直长到少年，然后长到父老。
So from a baby, we will grow into childhood.
那说到我们属灵生命在长大。
It tells us that our spiritual life.
慢慢它就变成老练了，一般基督徒。
And gradually it will mature.
那像父老一样。
We will become like the fathers.
弟兄姊妹，那个属灵生命在长大。
But sister, that spiritual life is growing.
那属灵生命在长的时候呢
？And as the spiritual life is growing,
一方面来说，它在长进了。
On one hand, it's advancing.
另外一方面呢，它把那旧老旧的那个东西给它除掉了。
On the other hand, it removed the old things.
有一弟兄说个比方。
A brother has given us an example.
他说：“你看，就到了秋天的时候啊。”
He said when autumn comes,
那个树叶子慢慢都变得黄了。
The leaves were turned gold.
然后天气再冷一点，那都把树叶子都落下去。
And as it grow colder, all the leaves will fall.
若是我们不懂得的话，我们就说哎呀，这个树死掉了。
If we do not understand, we'll say, well, this tree is dying.
其实这个树并没有死。
But in reality, the tree is not dying.
新的生命从里面长出来。
The new life is growing within.
那新的生命就把那个旧的叶子给它顶掉了。
And the new life has pushed away all the old leaves.
在我们里面的生命也是这样。
And the new life within us.
当这个生命在里面在长进的时候。
When the new life is growing within.
它就把我们那旧的生活、旧的习惯，能够给我们洗除掉了。
It pushes away all the old habits and old customs.
那这个不是外面的一个改变。
This is not an outward.
那是里头的一个改变。
But it's a change in our hearts.
乃是了重生，借着那个生命，它再生到我们里面的时候，就把我们外面那个不该有东西顶掉。
It is a change of regeneration. It removes the old things.
那么这就是这里所说的重生的洗。
This is what it says here by the washing of regeneration.
这个洗呢，就是它就是那个在圣殿在外院子里头洗濯它的洗。
And this washing is the washing outside of the temple.
我们知道在外院子里头，他们以色列在那个会幕外院子里面，不仅有祭坛，还有一处洗濯盆。
You know that outside of the tabernacle there's an altar, but also a wash basin.
那祭坛就说到主耶稣在十字架担当我们的罪。
The altar speaks of how Jesus has borne our sins on the cross.
那么，若是这个祭司要进到那个圣所里面去服侍神的时候
，If a priest is going intothe temple to serve them.
他们必须要经过洗濯盆。
They must pass through the wash basin.
在那洗濯盆，在那洗手洗脚。
And there they will wash their hands and their feet.
除去一切的污秽。
To remove all the defilement.
才能进到圣所里面去。
Then they can move into the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹，我们也是这样。
But sisters, we are the same.
若是我们要侍奉神的话
，If we want to serve the Lord,
我们必须要接着重生的洗。
We must go through the washing of regeneration. It is not an outward water, but it's the inner life.
当这生命在里面长进的时候
，when this life is growing within,
那么它就把我们那生活里的不该有东西洗掉。
It removes everything that should not be in our life.
这生命越长进。
The more this life grows,
你若是活在这生命里头
，and if you continue to live in this life,
那真正的生命是不断地在里面长大
，and this life will continue to grow,
就把我们生活里的许许多老生活、旧生活、旧习惯给我们洗掉。
It will remove all the old ways and all the old habits,
使我们能够当然侍奉神
，so that we can serve the Lord.
这叫重生的洗。
This is the washing of the regeneration. Praise the Lord.
主把他生命给了我们
，God has given us his life.
这生命在里头在洗我们。
And this life will continue to wash.
只要你让它在这长进
，you just need to allow it to grow.
然后在这栽培它
，you need to cultivate it.
常常在这读经祷告
，you always need to read the Bible.
常常和主有交通
，always have to fellowship with the Lord. You need to nourish this life.
那个生命它逐渐就长大
，and this life will grow.
当它长的时候呢，就把我们老的东西洗掉了
，and as it grows, it will remove all the old ones.
这个叫做重生的洗。
This is the washing of regeneration.
那什么叫做圣灵的更新呢
？Then what is the renewing by the Holy Spirit?
圣灵在我们里做更新的工作。
The Holy Spirit is doing the work of renewing.
首先一件事，我们看见在这个罗马书十二章。
First we see in Romans chapter 12.
那里告诉我们要把我们自己奉献给主。
There it tells us we need to offer ourselves to God.
身体献上的时候呢
？As we offer our bodies.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
He said this is holy and acceptable to God.
下面就说到不要效法这个世界。
And then it tells us do not conform to this world.
要心思更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
那个心思要更新。
Our mind needs to be renewed.
这个更新是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在这更新我们的思想。
The Holy Spirit shall renew our mind.
我们这个人就变化了。
And then we will be changed.
我们就和从前不一样了。
We'll be different.
我们的思想不一样了。
Our thinking will be different.
我们的观念也不一样了。
Our mindset will be different.
我们对世界的看法也不一样了。
Our precepts will be different.
当我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候
，When we were just saved,
我们实在蒙恩得救了。
We were truly saved.
神的生命也在我们里面。
And God's life is also within us.
但是我们的思想观念还都是老旧的思想观念。
But then our concept and our thinking is still the old ways.
那个思想啊，不像主耶稣的思想。
It is not like Christ.
我们没有像主那样对世界的。 认识。
We do not have God's understanding of this.
我们也不像主那对世人不假。
We do not have God's value for this.
我们思想还是像从前世人一样。
And our thinking are still of the old ways.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要圣灵在里头更新的工作。
My sister, we need the Holy Spirit to renew.
要更新我们的思想。
To renew our thinking.
使我们思想有变化。
So that our minds will be renewed.
叫我们思想能够像主的思想一样。
Our minds will be like Christ.
越过越像主。
Will be more like.
你知道我们的思想就影响到我们的全人。
You know, our thinking, our minds will influence our whole body.
我们一生的果效都是从思想里发出来的。
The result of life comes from our mind.
所以当我们思想在改变的时候，
as our minds are changing,
我们的生活要改变的，
our life shall be changed.
我们的态度要改变的，
our attitude will change.
我们对世界的看法也在改变的。
And our outlook will change.
这是圣灵在我们里头更新的工作。
My sister, this is the work of Holy Spirit that renew with us.
我们就是因为怜悯我们的缘故。
By the mercy of God,
就把圣灵的赐给我们。
He has given us the Holy
Spirit. 让圣灵充满在我们里面。
He has filled us with Holy Spirit.
也把圣灵浇灌在我们的身上。
And He has poured Holy Spirit upon us.
让我们这个人呢，越过越有改变。
So that we will be changed.
越过又和从前不一样。
We will be different than before.
那不是说我们外面的行为问题。
It is not our outward.
乃是我们里面的思想观念的问题。
But our inner mind.
乃是我们的性格的问题。
Our own character.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们能够塑造出这种性格来。
In order to build this character.
能够像主耶稣就那样的性格。
In order to have the character of Christ.
他是这样的圣洁。
He is so holy.
我们也这样的圣洁。
We will be holy.
他是这样的单纯。
How he is pure.
我们也是这样单纯。
We will be pure.
他是这样真实。
How he is true.
我们也是这样真实。
We will be true.
他这样的温柔。
He's
怎样的谦卑，
He's
我们就是变成怎样的温柔，怎样谦卑。
We will be gentle and humble.
我们若是把有这样像主耶稣的性格，
If we have characters like Christ,
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the result of the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里头要改变我们。
The Holy Spirit will change us.
使我们这个性格在变成主耶稣的性格。
To transform our character to God's character. That we will be like Christ.
等到有一天主来的时候，
One day when he comes,
那我们整个人外面身体也改变了。
Our body will be changed.
我们里面那一个性格就在完全的彰显出来了。
Our character will also be revealed.
这是主一只手在我们里面那个工作。
That's one of God's hand that works within us.
还有主的在另外一只手。
God has another hand.
为什么需要另外一只手？
Why does God need another hand?
那就说到话说起来是容易的。
It tells us it is easy to speak.
我就讲的时候呢，你们听起来也容易。
When I'm speaking here, it's easier for you to listen.
只要让主的话语在我们里头做工。
We just need to allow God's word to work within us.
让圣灵把主的话再说在我们里面。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to re-speak the words in us. Then we will be changed. We just need to let the grace to teach us. And we will be obedient to the grace. Then our life will be different. We will let the God's life to remove our difficulties. And allow the Holy Spirit to renew in us. Then we will have a character that is like Christ. These are all easy. It's easy to listen.
但是弟兄弟,
but then we are very difficult. We are very difficult. Therefore, we need God's other hand.
那时候叫管教的时候,
and that is the hand that. The discipline.
那就是破碎的事。
That is the hand that breaks us.
所以主在外面借着各种的难处。
So God used all kinds of difficulties.
来管教我们。
To discipline us.
来矫正我们。
To correct us.
破碎我们。
To break us.
若不然的话。
Otherwise.
我们是何等难办的。
We are such difficult people.
知识我们有。
We have the knowledge.
这些我们都懂。这些道理我们都懂。
We understand the teaching.
但是亲爱的兄弟们。
But dear ones, sisters,
我们实在是很难。
We are difficult.
我们需要主这两只手。
We need both hands.
一面在里头塑造我们。
On one hand, he works in us.
另外一方面也在外面破碎我们。
On the other hand, he also breaks us.
好，让我们的主能在我们身上得到彰显。
So that God can be revealed through us.
使我们成为主耶稣基督的见证。
That we may become His testimony.
让他的心。心意在我们身上得到成就。
And His will be accomplished in us. By the outward environment, you will break us.
哦，主你里面也给我们恩典，主在改变我们。
But in our hearts, you also give us grace that changes us.
哦，主让我们可以，哦主被来磨成主你荣耀的形，你儿子荣耀的形象。
So that we can be molded into the glory image of your son.
哦主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，因为你的这恩召有何等的指望。
Your glorious calling is full of hope.
哦主，你要让我们成为你的见证。
You want us to become your testimony.
哦，主可以来述说你的荣耀。
So that we can tell of your excellencies.
哦，主啊，在这样的呼召的面前，我们再把自己让在你的手中。
Well, before such calling, we give you ourselves.
主，我们是在为着下个礼拜我们的生活，我们来祷告。
For the coming weeks, our daily living, we pray to you.
主，我们愿意经历你的手在我们的生活里面。
We want to experience your hand in our life.
哦，不只在我们的外面，让我们遇见你，在我们里面，主你也来摸我们。
Not from the outside that we will meet you, but also from the inside you will touch us.
主，愿你用你的恩典来托住我们。
May your grace hold us up.
哦，主啊，让我们来经历你是我们的救主。
That we will experience you as our savior.
救我们脱离这世上的一切的玷污和败坏。
Save us from all the worldly defilement.
哦，借着主啊你自己的圣灵的重生的血和圣灵的更新，叫我们里面主得到力量来跟随。
With the washing of the regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit that we will be gained by you.
愿你在这段日子里面建造你的教会。
Well, may you build your church in these days.
让我们每一个人都起来跟随你。
Cause all of us to rise up to follow you.
哦，主，让你的道在我们当中得到荣耀。
That you may receive glory amongst us.
我们感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣的。
We praise you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主，早上在借着弟兄对我们说话。
We thank the Lord that He spoke to us through our brothers.
我们是在知道主一点都不放过我们。
We know that the Lord will not let us go.
实在是愿意我们把自己都更多让在主的手中。
Let us give ourselves to the Lord.
好让主真的在我们当中越过越显为真实。
So the Lord can be revealed through us.
下面有几件事情报告。
We have several announcements.
今天下午吃完饭以后，有主日学的老师 和家长的一个交通。
Today after the love feast, there will be a meeting for the a fellowship meeting for the parents and the Sunday school teachers.
今天是说从年幼一直到幼稚园的小朋友。
Today is for the parents of from nursery to pre-kindergarten.
那下礼拜我们
to kindergarten.
To kindergarten.下个礼拜我们也有一样的交通，是从一年级到五年级。
And next week we will have the similar meeting. It will be for the children who's from grade one to the fifth grade.
我们实在何等感谢主，把这么多孩子赐给我们。
We thank the Lord for giving us so many children.
我们实在愿意把他们都带到主的面前。
And it is our desire to bring them before the Lord.
在这里我们就愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通，我们有主日学，我们并不是。仅仅说是愿意在主日学时间来教导一些孩子圣经的故事而已。
And through this fellowship meeting, we want to relate to the parents that we don't just want to teach something about God during the Sunday school time.
不是说让小孩子在知识上有更多一点的认识而已。
We don't want them just to increase in their knowledge of God.
实在是愿意让他们能够在聚会的当中能够遇见主。
We wish that they will also meet the Lord in these meetings.
他们能够从心里面能够来认识主。
That they will know the Lord from their hearts.
所以希望我们跟我们可以跟父母可以跟老师我们一起配合一起祷告，能够把孩子带到主的面前。
We ask the parents to pray with the teachers, and together we can bring the children before the Lord.
所以你有如果有幼稚园以下的孩子，请您今天。能够尽量能够留下来。
If you have children that is from nursery to kindergarten, please do remain and meet with the teachers.
第二件事情是今天下午的青少年聚会改到 Beaumont.
And secondly, today's young meeting is changed to Beaumont.
因为有一些弟兄姐妹他们愿意到 Beaumont 去跟弟兄那边的弟兄姐妹们有交通，所以如果可以去的请跟 Randy 弟兄联络。
If you can go to Beaumont for the meeting, please contact Brother Randy.
第三件事情是这边钢琴后面这边这一排最后两排的椅子呢，我们再提醒一下，就是是特别留给有 小孩在 nursery 的父母
We want to, third announcement is we want to remind the front sisters that the last two rows, behind the pianos are reserved for the parents with the babies in the nursery.
这样子如果小孩在 nursery 哭的时候那在那边服侍的弟兄姐妹很容易可以找到父母。
This way, if the babies are crying and they need to find a parent, it will be easier for them to get the parents.
然后最后一件事情就是希望大家能够留下来能够有暗夜交通。
Lastly, we want to invite everyone to stay for the further fellowship.
那提醒一件事情就是我们现在那个放垃圾的地方我们会有一个小的垃圾袋是专门放筷子的。
We want to give you a reminder that we'll have a separate bag close to the trash can that is just for the chopsticks.
这样子的话当我们把垃圾收起来的时候那个垃圾袋不会被筷子戳破。
So now when we gather the trash bag together, the bags will not be poked through by the disposed chopsticks.
今天不晓得有没有第一次来到聚会的弟兄姐妹或朋友，我们愿意认识你。
Do we have a newcomer for the first time that we would like to know you?
能不能请站起来介绍一下？